Hot FM News with Ketura Mutonga.
Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. And now the news in detail. Former President Edgar Lungu has died. The former president, who had been receiving specialized treatment in South Africa, died today, Thursday, 5th June 2025, at Mediclinic Medforum Hospital in Pretoria, South Africa. Chawama Member of Parliament and daughter to Mr. Lungu, Tasila Lungu, has confirmed the sad development.
Mr. Lungu, and with profound sorrow, the grin of the passing of His Excellency, Dr. Edgar Shaka Lungu, 6th President of the Republic of Zambia, who departed this morning at 6 hours at Mediforum Clinic Center in South Africa. My father, President Lungu, had been under medical supervision in recent weeks. His condition was managed with dignity and privacy, with support from all well-wishers. In this moment of grief, we invoke the spirit of one Zambia, one nation. The timeless creed that guided President Lungu's service to our country. In time, for the nation will be invoked, to be informed of other nations. Thank you. God bless you.
And lawyer to the family, Makebi Zulu, has also confirmed the sad development, but stated that members of the family were in the process of being informed. Meanwhile, Tonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Dembo has also confirmed the death of the 6th Republican president, describing it as unfortunate. And Citizens First President Harry Kalawa says the pain of this loss is personal, deep and difficult to describe. In his Facebook posting, Mr. Kalawa said he had the distinct honor and privilege of serving closely with former President Lungu during his presidency, particularly as his foreign affairs minister. The Citizens First President said in those years he came to know him not just as head of state, but a humble, thoughtful and often misunderstood leader, a man who carried the burden of the country's leadership with dignity and quiet strength. And people from all walks of life have taken to social media to mourn the passing of the former head of state. Meanwhile, opposition Patriotic Front Media Directorate has described the late former president as a gallant leader, a loving father and a man of great faith who served the people of Zambia with distinction, humility and unwavering dedication. Mr. Lungu, 68, a lawyer by profession, served as the 6th president of Zambia from January 25th, 2015 to August 24th, 2021. In the August 2021 general election, Mr. Lungu was defeated by President Hakainde Hichilema in a landslide victory. The Anti-Corruption Commission has arrested 5 Road Transport and Safety Agency officers for corrupt practices. ACC Director General Daphne Chavo says the officers were arrested following investigations on allegations of soliciting and accepting bribes from motorists or overlooking traffic offences, issuing test certificates without physical inspections, issuing licenses and providing other favours contrary to the Road Traffic Act of the laws of Zambia. Mrs. Chavu says the 5 officials have been identified as Janet Chisha, a registry clerk, Joel Banda, an examiner, Rhoda Chiesu, a road traffic inspector, Constance Masupelo, a road traffic inspector, and Leah Kunda, a cashier. She said they have since been released on bond and will appear in court soon.
The Anti-Corruption Commission has today, 5th June 2025, arrested 5 Road Transport and Safety Agency RATSA officers for corrupt practices. The officers were arrested following investigations on allegations of soliciting and accepting bribes from motorists or overlooking traffic offences issuing test certificates without physical inspection. They were also issuing licenses and providing other favors, contrary to the Road Traffic Act, Chapter 464 of the Laws of Zambia.
Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Gift Sialuwalo, has reiterated that street vending is not allowed and has called on street vendors who have abandoned their stands to go back in the markets. Speaking at a press briefing, Mr. Sialuwalo said his statement quoted in the media did not direct people to move out of the market and trade on the street. He said he received complaints from vendors that were being harassed by named individuals, adding that some of them had their goods confiscated for failure to pay. Mr. Sialuwalo said the ministry, Lusaka City Council, and vendors will have a meeting next week to ensure that street vending is resolved in a proper manner.
When I was there, a lot of complaints came regarding the mistreatment of street vendors, where they are being charged money as a token for them to continue vending. It never came from one person, it came from a lot of people. That has been a trend. People have decided to take advantage of the situation where the government stopped vending. Others have organized themselves to allow vending and charge the vendors, arising from the sentiments that came from people.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has announced the release of the Electoral Reform Technical Committee report. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro says this follows the official handover of the report by the ECZ to the Ministry of Justice. He said the release of the ERTC report marks a significant step towards promoting transparency, inclusivity and stakeholders in Zambia's ongoing electoral reform process. In a statement, Mr. Kasaro says the ERTC was constituted to undertake a comprehensive review of the legal and institutional frameworks that govern the electoral process and make recommendations. President Hagainde Hichilema has emphasized the importance of investment, technology, partnerships and value addition as key drivers of Zambia's economic growth. The head of state has reiterated that sustained economic transformation will depend on strengthening local and international partnerships, embracing modern technology and promoting value addition to local resources. Speaking in Jongwe during the official opening of Phase 3 of the factory and warehouse expansion program at Hitachi Construction Machinery Zambia, President Hichilema has called on existing investors to reinvest their proceeds and inject additional capital into the country's economy. He has described Hitachi Zambia as one of the good taxpayers in the country, and that their expansion as a significant milestone both for the company and the nation.
Investment, policy capital, one, two, technology, partnerships, value addition. So what we're here today, for my colleagues have articulated the message is very clear. But let me just put context to these four areas. The capital, the investment, $40 million. That cumulatively has been invested around here, but also in other operations of Hitachi Construction Machinery in the country. Phase 1, Phase 2. Phase 1 was $10 million, Phase 2, $5 million. This phase that we're here for, $25 million.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Kansanshi Mining PLC, KMP, a subsidiary of First Quantum Minerals, FQM, has revealed that it currently sources 52% of its power from third-party providers due to the ongoing power crisis. Speaking during a media tour of the mine in Solwezi District today, KMP Corporate Affairs Superintendent Ryan Ellis has stated that the mine incurred an additional $55 million in power costs per month in 2024 due to load shedding. He has explained that to mitigate the power crisis, KMP is working with ZESCO to set up solar plants to increase renewable energy.